in our desire for and search for happiness, it's important to remember that we are interdependent with other people and with this world and the environment. We are not independent. We always think we have to look after number one. Most important is ourselves, the selfish attitude of ours. However, if we don't have a very stable realization in our inner qualities and mastery over our mind, our happiness really may depend heavily on our external circumstances, on our environment and our relationships, etc. If the environment we're in is difficult, there might be natural disasters, there might be problems economically or politically, this may have a significant effect on our wish for happiness. Even the simple things that we take for granted in life depends on the work of other people. The clothes that we wear, somebody makes them. The food that we eat, somebody grows the food. Somebody transports the food to the shops. We also rely on insects, maybe bees. We rely on the climate, the rain, the right temperatures. Our happiness is also related to those people around us, to our relationships. If you're in a relationship and the other person is always unhappy or shouting or abusive, it affects one's happiness. It affects one's joy. Similarly as well in work, if you have good working relationships, it's much better to achieve things. If the people around you are feeling happy or feeling more content, they're likely going to be more productive. If they're always feeling hurt or unhappy, you might feel that it's very difficult to achieve things. And what you do with them afterwards, if there's unhappiness, you might not be able to work with them again. It might be difficult to work with them again. And if people are unhappy with you, it's possible that you try and contact them and you don't have any luck. You're just ignored. However, if you have a really good relationship with other people, if the other people around you are happy, they'll be willing to help you. There's a good chance that you will be able to engage with them again in other activities, whether it's for enjoyment or for business. And why are they engaging in their activities? Because they're just like us. They want to be happy and they don't want to suffer. And this will be the focus of this next meditation, is now we will change that line to may we have happiness and all the causes of happiness. This time, don't make it very vast. Keep it just to yourself and somebody else. Maybe it's somebody in a work relationship, in a family relationship, it could be a small group. And while you're meditating, think, may we have happiness and all the causes of happiness. Bring to mind your own desire for happiness and also consider their desire for happiness. The meditation steps or procedures will be the same. Begin with the opening aspiration. May all beings have happiness and all the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and all the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the great happiness, devoid of suffering. And may they forever dwell in the great equanimity, free from attachment and aversion. 3 minutes of open awareness. And then 5 minutes contemplating, being aware of others and your own wish or desire to have happiness and be accepting of it. And while you're doing this at your own pace, recite, may we have happiness and all the causes of happiness. May we have happiness and all the causes of happiness. And then end the session with 2 minutes of open awareness. And concluding with the dedication. By these merits, may all obtain omniscience, having defeated the enemies of wrongdoings in the turbulent waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. may all be liberated from the ocean of the suffering of samsara. And the post-meditation practices or homework is, first, be aware in whatever you're doing during the day of our desire, of your desire and the desire of others to be happy. And the second point is, whoever you meet or whoever you are going to be in contact with, maybe messaging, texting, make the wish before, may we have happiness and all the causes of happiness. The next homework is this time, morning and night. Think of three things for which you are grateful for. And also, in addition to this, think of three ways in which your life is interconnected with other people or with the environment. And another one, the fourth one, is to be aware of your tendencies, how often you tend towards thinking or speaking about negative things.